Two major initiatives to change U.S. government policy have been launched since Barack Obama was elected President of the United States on November 4th, 2008. On January 13th, international human rights organizations like Amnesty International were celebrating when Obama made official his pledge to close Guantanamo Bay by executive order on the first day of his administration. Now, two other campaigns are distributing petitions calling on the new president to make a declaration against the use of torture by the U.S. and another granting amnesty to the U.S. soldiers who have refused to fight in Iraq. The National Religious Campaign Against Torture, referred to as the NRCAT, includes representatives from many different faiths who have formed a coalition to stop the use of torture by the U.S. government. The organization is calling on Barack Obama to issue an executive order ending all use of torture on his first day in office. On January 8th, 30 U.S. religious leaders signed a letter addressed to Obama requesting the executive order. The National Religious Campaign Against Torture conducted a national teleconference on January 14th, outlining their campaign's goal and condemning the use of torture anywhere in the world. Participants in the teleconference included representatives from the United Church of Christ, the Islamic Society of America, the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops, Rabbis for Human Rights, and Evangelicals for Human Rights. During the national teleconference, NRCAT spokespersons cited the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights and the Geneva Conventions, which outlaw torture. They stressed that January 11th of this year marked the 7th anniversary of the establishment of the U.S.-controlled prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and secret CIA detention centers were also condemned as violations of international law. NRCAT representatives argue that since the United States refuses to join the world court, there is very little recourse in obtaining justice for these violations of international treaties against torture. Representatives from the National Religious Campaign Against Torture will be meeting with President-elect Obama's transition team before the inauguration to present their letter asking for the executive order and a declaration against torture. This is Mark Taylor Canfield for One World Report.